Just to save time, I'll speak from here. Good morning, everyone. Just to let you know that Braga has been the city that has grown more in population in Portugal in the last decade. We are growing at a fast rate for a developed city on the other round with the rest of the country and with the other big cities. And we have a major component of our population, which is a young population. We have nearly 40% of our population below 30 years old, which obviously creates some obligations to the municipality in terms of assuring good opportunities for these youngsters in terms of economic development and access to jobs, in terms of education, in terms of access to culture, and also in terms of other areas that are crucial for the future of these generations. To do so, we have a strong engagement with all the youth associations in our territory. We have a very dynamic youth council, which gathers more than 60 associations from all levels, from youth participants. Together with them, we created the first participative budget for youngsters in our country, which is the You Decide participative budget, in which we allocate funding for projects that are proposed and voted by the youngsters for themselves and for the whole society, because it's somehow curious that some of the projects that they propose are not only addressed to youngsters, but to the whole society as a whole. And we have also been the European Capital of Youth in 2012, the Ibero-American Capital of Youth in 2016, and we will proudly host in the upcoming month of February at the Chamber of Local Authorities from the Council of Europe to kick off the process of the revision of the youth chapter of the Council of Europe. And so Braga has been continuously linked with the shape of youth policies on a more global level. And that's why I'm also very happy with the topics that were included in the Pact of the Future of assuring the intergenerational responsibility of the policies, as the representative of UCLG just mentioned, because in Braga, as we are very committed with the Sustainable Development Goals, we are now creating something quite innovative, which is the Court of the Future. We are asking youngsters to assess the impact of each of our policies in terms of the benefits for and the costs for the future generations. And so it's like having some sort of an accreditation that each of the initiatives that we develop don't damage the opportunities of the future generations. And I think this is something that we need to bring more and more to public policy making. Thank you.